Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We have really been enjoying the two gigantic owls in our backyard lately. We've got some really massive, like, evergreen trees in the back, and all you hear throughout the day is, ooh, ooh, ooh.
The third one. What kind of owls are they? I love owls.
They're a great horned owl. Oh. I don't know. They're big ones. Mamma jamma.
Yes. That's an impressive sight. Like, the wingspan of an owl is,
and they're quiet. You know how the owls are so quiet?
Yeah. They'll sneak up on you.
It is funny. Sometimes you'll go out the back door, and it's like there's a tree right directly from the back door, and they're up in there. Up at the very top, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes you kind of spook them when you come out the door, and they take off all majestic with the big wingspan.
The wing, like, you don't expect it, and then you're like, whoa.
They swoop down on you.
They're beautiful, beautiful animals. And just to sit there and watch them, I feel like an old man. I'm like, oh, the owls are out.
Are you bird watching?
Yeah, they spin their heads all the way around and everything. They're so neat. Yesterday, one took off, though, when I walked outside, and there was a squirrel on the fence.
Oh.
And that squirrel, took off, like, just nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts with squirrels, right?
Literally nuts.
Nuts, like, just took off like an owl. No!
Not today,
ooh,
sir.
Not today. But the things with owls, if you're familiar with them, which you're probably not, they regurgitate these things called
pellets.
Yes, you're familiar.
Oh, they're so gross, too.
Basically, the pellet, it looks like a giant turd that comes out of their mouth, and it's full of things that they can't digest. So it's fur and feathers and teeth and bones and fish scales and insects, ectoskeletons, and all this stuff that they just can't process. They just puke it up, okay?
Yeah.
So we've got these two big arse owls up in the tree, and they keep spitting this stuff out. Okay, here.
There it is.
And what is it doing? They're all landing on the ground, and as soon as I let the dog out, guess what the dog is now doing? Running over and eating up these pellets that the owls are puking up. And sometimes I just don't forget. I just open the door and the dog goes running out and I go about my business. But then I look out the window. I'm like, oh, God, Goldie.
Stop eating the pellets.
I'm beating on the window. Stop it. And she's out there. She's cleaning up every one of these pellets that gets dropped from the tree.
She loves them.
It's so foul.
It's the circle of life,
Jeremy. I guess.
It is. She is to play the song when it happened. Yeah.
She is a rescue dog. She came from the streets in Kansas.
Exactly.
Where we donated her. She's from the streets, we always joke. So she's used to scavenging, and this is just an easy meal for her, I guess. And I proceeded to tell the children last night, don't let the dog lick you.
I was going to say,
the dog lick you.
You don't strike me as someone who lets a dog lick your face. Like,
no, I
just
don't
see that happening.
I don't like the dog up on the couch.
Kids,
none of that.
Kids, it's like, that's just part of being a kid. So I feel like you're going to get pellet stuff on your...
I know.
On
my
you at
my
some
daughter's
point.
A huge animal lover.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as she gets home from school, she's like, Goldie! And the dog's licking her all over. And I'm like, stop it!
You don't know what's in that mouth
she's
today.
She's been eating exoskeletons!
And teeth.
Stop it! So gross.
It's
so
pretty
gross.
Nasty.
So that's one of the things that's going on at my house. The second is I got to give my son some kudos because he's doing this community project thing in middle school where they've got to do something for the community. Document it, present it, get a grade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing something super cute. I've told you guys before, he's into the 3D printing. His 3D printers have been running nonstop for like a month. And I went into his room the other day, and he had a big old bucket full of like fidgets. He's making all these fidgets that people can just play with, and they do different designs, and they're just this constant thing that you fidget with when you've got time or anxiety, depression, whatever, you fidget. I guess he's doing, for his community project, this thing for retirement communities, and he's dumping off all of these fidgets at retirement homes.
Aww.
Isn't that the sweetest thing ever?
That
I love that.
It's so sweet.
So him and Nick Knack and one of his buddies went over this past weekend to a couple different retirement communities and just dropped them off for all the residents, and they were so grateful. And I was like, that's the cutest thing ever. And Nicole went with him, and she's like, It's pretty darn sweet. That's like some so of the residents, cute. They like look at it. They're like, what the hell is
what
this?
What is this contraption?
And then some of them are like, well, would you look at that? This is the sweetest thing ever.
It is the sweetest thing ever.
Like, isn't that great?
Your children are actually quite like adorable and sweet and care. They must get that from their mom, huh, Josh?
Oh, okay, Katie.
Yeah.
What you can do right now is go to hell, Katie. You can go to hell.
That's very selfless, though.
It
I
is.
Love that
it's,
they're doing
it's pretty
that.
Sweet. So Nick Nack was there, and she took pictures of them, like, presenting to the residents on what they're doing and what they made and how to use them. Aww. And all that. It's like, that's really sweet.
And what a neat project, too. Like, something that's outside the box. Like, he put his own
yeah.
little spin on it. Yeah.
Hey,
the pun. But it's really, really impressive. Great
yeah,
job.
Not too bad. The weird thing, though, is the dog went over and licked all of them before we dropped
oh,
them
no.
off.
No.
Those pellets are
so,
free.
Yeah. Don't let the dog lick the fidgets. What are you doing? All right, so Katie, you have this story this morning talking about this hot new thing amongst the Gen Zers.
Yeah, well, it's a thing that's been around forever. They just gave it a new name, so here we are talking about it. But it kind of goes hand in hand with what we've talked about a lot lately, and that is the younger generation. They're not partying like we did, right? Like, the alcohol rates, consuming of alcohol, that is down like 54% across the U.S., record low drinking rates, and nearly half of Americans saying they want to stay away from that kind of lifestyle. That the way they put it, and it fascinated me, and I really was like, well, that makes sense. When you go out at night and you're doing all the things like that, partying, drinking a lot, doing other things that whatever, we'll just
say it like a Gen Zer though. You partied,
whatever.
Partying.
They say that it depletes you, right? Like, and it really does. I mean, wait till you get older, kids. But they're saying that, like, it takes from you. It's not adding to your life. You're waking up with a hangover. You're not
yeah.
able to do things the next day. You're making ridiculous decisions that maybe you wouldn't make if you were sober. So they're swapping that. They're swapping the nightlife for the day life. And that's what they're calling it. They're enjoying their day life journey is what they're saying. But they're saying that, like swapping the nightlife stuff with day things, like you're going to a yoga class at 9 a.m. So instead of staying out super late, you're going to bed at 9 o'clock so you can wake up sober and ready for this yoga class, and it adds to your life. The person that they followed in this story specifically was like, first of all, I came to this yoga class and I didn't know anybody, but when I went there, we were all like-minded, so I ended up making friends,
yeah.
and then, you know, we're talking about adding to your life and not taking away from it. And I just think that this is such a neat way that they think. Like,
that's cute.
For whatever reason, we thought we had to go out there and get completely annihilated every weekend, right? Like, it was just part of growing up. In your 20s, it's just what you do. And I love that they're like, I don't want to do that.
I just want to go to yoga and then have
yeah.
a salad and then maybe a Jamba Juice.
And your fitness journey and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Like, so much of that is a part of it because
I just
want
a tight arse and a Jamba Juice.
Well, you have that side of society now, the influencers.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were growing up and you had the fitness people who put out the VHS tapes, right?
Yeah,
like
6 minute abs.
Like, it's what I mean. Like, that was a whole lifestyle of people, but it wasn't like everybody who did it. But now, with the addition of social media
yeah.
and the social media fitness influencers, I mean, it really does reach a whole
spectrum. It's in your face constantly. And then if you watch one
yeah.
video, that's your algorithm all of a sudden. So you're just getting punched in the abs.
Well, and I think
fitness,
yeah.
fitness,
yes.
fitness then.
Well, and I think it does really prove a point that the influence of it, I mean, it's just like, I had no idea I had to eat so much protein, but now I know. So I'm about it,
yeah.
right? When I was in my 20s, I didn't know you had to have that, like, I would go through a whole bag of chips and think that was okay.
You still do.
I know.
Shut up.
But now I know
you
it's not
totally
okay.
You totally still do.
Now I know it's not okay.
But then I add the scoop of protein to my Jamba Juice.
Exactly. If I have the chips with cottage cheese,
yeah.
it's all good.
I'm like, cottage cheese journey. I'm a Gen Zer.
But isn't this fascinating? I just think
it's
one
right.
more way.
It's cute.
Again,
it's
nothing
nice.
New because
it's
we've
not.
Had people who abstain from this stuff. But now I think it's what the story's saying is there's more people who are doing it.
We all want to, yeah.
They're all going to be in great shape. Their livers are going to be fine. But
yes.
you know what? Their stories throughout life are going to suck.
I know.
Their stories will suck.
You make a really good point.
Never has there been a story that was like, I was at this yoga class once. No, it was, I was at the bar.
Yeah.
Here's what happened.
This
blankety
one time
blank.
When I had a salad.
Here's who I went home with. Here's who I got in a fight with. Here's the car I stole.
Yeah.
Like, those are all the good stories that are passed down from generation to generation.
You're
not
right.
One story is like, I was at yoga and then I went to a Jamba Juice. Can
oh
you guys believe it? Your stories are going to suck,
but
you look
good.
You're very tight.
You're going to live a long time, too.